The Plantation. The Plantation is a small wood managed by the Ellesmere branch of Shropshire Wildlife Trust for the benefit of wildlife and for people to enjoy. We do advise, however, that during high winds in any woodland, there is the risk of falling branches. Of course, at this time of year, not many trees are in leaf, but look out for fresh buds on oak, sycamore and ash, and for the evergreen holly and Scots pines. In midwinter, birds are generally quiet, and if you do hear a bird singing, it is almost certain to be the robin, warning any rivals to keep out of its territory right through the winter. On sunny days in February onwards, other birds begin to sing as well. Listen for the repeated phrases of the song thrush. Overhead, look out for the buzzard, soaring above the trees. Listen also for the deep guttural croaks of ravens, very black and larger than the much commoner carrion crow and jackdaw. Under the trees from mid-January through February, the blue-green spiky leaves of snowdrops have pushed their way through the leaf litter to show off their delicate white flowers, and when little else is showing any sign of growth, they put on a brave show. At this time, also yellow catkins hang from the branches of the hazel bushes. The slightest breeze sets the catkins swaying and carries away the pollen in clouds. We have planted a large number of native tree species, and some have now reached heights of 15 feet or more and are producing flowers and seeds. Our native oak can support over 280 species of insects, making it important in the ecology of the woodland, for example, as a source of food for birds such as tits and warblers. As winter turns to spring, woodland floor plants like primroses and violets hurry to produce flowers, while plenty of light still reaches them through bare branches. By late spring, the deciduous trees have put on fresh leaves, and many caterpillars start devouring this emerging food supply. They in turn provide food for several species of birds that have timed their nest building and egg laying to ensure a plentiful supply of little caterpillars for hungry nestlings. By late April, the volume and variety of birdsong reaches its glorious crescendo, especially early in the day. This dawn chorus is particularly loud in woodland, where the dense canopy of foliage means that most birds need to advertise their presence by singing rather than by displaying bright colours. In this way, the males who do the singing are announcing their territorial claims by issuing a warning to other males of the same species to keep off their territory, and also attempting to attract a female mate. To hear the dawn chorus at its best, you need to get up really early, say by 4 o'clock. But many birds will still be singing later in the morning. Some sing again in the evening, while a few, like the blackbird and song thrush, will carry on well after dusk. By early summer, many trees and other woodland plants are flowering and setting seed. Indeed, some have already completed this part of the annual cycle. Tree seeds vary enormously, and include the familiar acorns of the oak, the keys of ash, pine cones and hazelnuts, also the fruits of apple and damson, and the berries of holly and hawthorn. Many seeds and fruits provide a rich source of food for birds and mammals, especially important in building up body weight before the onset of winter. For our summer migrants, such as willow warbler, chiffchaff and blackcap, the need is to prepare for the long journey to their wintering grounds in Africa. Ivy is an evergreen plant and is plentiful in the plantation, both on the ground and clearly visible using trees as supports to extend right up the trunk and along main branches. Its flowers provide a valuable source of nectar for bees late into the autumn, and its berries are eaten by several different species of birds right through the winter. Several species of mammal live in this woodland, but as they are mainly nocturnal, the only one you are likely to see on a daytime stroll is the grey squirrel.